This episode is provided by Thomas Allgaier and Frenes, based on the most relevant LinkedIn posts about Cannes Lion International Festival of Creativity 2026. Frenes is a B2B market research company that supports enterprise marketing teams in unlocking the full potential of their customer data with the help of AI. You can find more info in the description.
So welcome to today's deep dive, everyone. We are really thrilled to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for joining. Today, our mission is to basically unpack the absolute top trends from the Cannes Lion International Festival of Creativity 2026. And we're specifically focusing on all the insights that were buzzing across LinkedIn, curated directly for you, the B2B marketing professionals.
Right. And, you know, I think we need a quick tone check right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. Because if you hear the word Cannes and your brain immediately goes to like consumer brands throwing these lavish parties on yachts with celebrities.
Which is usually what happens, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But we need to completely reset the stage for this one. We've been analyzing all these dispatches, the debates, the raw insights flooding LinkedIn from the B2B folks actually on the ground this year.
Yeah.
And what we're looking at today is not about the flashy parties. It is about severe fundamental shifts in how enterprise growth is being orchestrated right now.
Exactly. I mean, if you're listening to this on your commute or, you know, sitting at your desk right now, you are probably feeling the whiplash of the last 12 months.
Oh, for sure.
And the biggest operational shift, like the absolute center of gravity at Cannes this year, was how the conversation around artificial intelligence has completely mutated.
Mutated is a great word for it.
Right. Because we spent the last year treating AI like a shiny new toy. We ran pilots. We did little isolated tests. But based on the intel from Cannes, that era is completely over.
Yeah, it's done.
The industry is no longer marveling at the engine. The panic now is figuring out how to actually run the machine.
And it is the sheer speed of that transition that is catching people off guard, I think. Yeah. There was a great recap on LinkedIn from Fina Pang that really captured this.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, she noted that the industry is officially done debating AI philosophically. The whole what if phase, it's over. We are in pure execution mode now.
Right.
She specifically highlighted that agentic systems and autonomous buying journeys, they aren't beta tests anymore. Like they are shipping as we speak.
Okay, wait, before we go further down this road, let's unpack that for a second because agentic AI gets thrown around a lot in pitch decks right now.
It definitely does.
Yeah. And we aren't just talking about a slightly smarter chatbot that sits in the corner of your website, right? Like, what exactly is an AI agent doing in a 2026 B2B marketing workflow that a human being used to do?
That is the crucial distinction, actually. A chatbot waits for a prompt. An agentic system, on the other hand, has a goal, and it executes the steps to achieve that goal autonomously.
Right.
So in a B2B context, an agent isn't just writing an email template. It is actively monitoring intent data across the web. It notices that a target account is researching a specific problem, and then it dynamically generates a highly personalized outreach sequence.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it routes it through your CRM, secures internal compliance approval, sends it, analyzes the prospect's reply, and adjusts the next steps.
Which is insane.
Right. All without a human marketer ever clicking send.
I mean, which sounds incredible on paper, but in reality, that brings up a massive issue. Think about it like this. Imagine your company just bought a $50 million state-of-the-art Formula One racing car.
Okay, I like this.
It's an absolute masterpiece of engineering, but there is just one massive problem. Your current pit crew only knows how to change the tires on a 2012 minivan.
That is painfully accurate.
Right. And Danilo Toro put out this brilliant insight during the festival that touched on exactly this. He pointed out that picking the right tech partner is only like 50% of the challenge.
Right.
The real gritty, painful work is changing your internal operating models, your processes, your KPIs, your incentives.
Because if you strap a hyper-efficient AI engine onto a broken legacy process, all you do is scale the brokenness.
Exactly.
Toro was very specific about this. You have to rewire everything internally. And this directly ties into what Linda Tong was hearing from Fortune 500 CMOs on the ground at Cannes.
Oh, what were they saying?
They are entirely focused on what the modern marketing team even looks like in this environment. The whole talent profile is shifting dramatically to define future tech stacks. They want to put agentic AI to real work.
So are B2B marketing teams actually prepared to rebuild their entire workflow while the plane is still flying, essentially? Or are they just strapping AI onto these broken processes? Like, what does that new marketer even look like?
Well, the CMOs Thomas spoke with are looking for systems thinkers.
Mm.
They are shifting away from people who manually execute tasks and moving toward people who can architect the workflow and manage the AI agents.
I hear that, but let's be honest about the reality of B2B marketing for a second.
Okay.
It is notoriously terrified of risk. It's safe. It's corporate. If AI is making good professional content, virtually free and instantaneous to produce, aren't most corporate brands just going to use this tech to pump out the exact same boring white papers, just at a massive scale?
Well, that is the trap. And it's actually the exact tension driving the second major theme we saw emerging from the deep dive into these posts. Because AI is democratizing execution, making it practically free, the execution itself is no longer a competitive moat.
Right, because everyone has it.
Exactly. Having a flawless AI-generated 20-page report doesn't make you special when your competitor can generate the exact same report in 3 seconds. So the only true competitive advantage left for a B2B brand is the human driver. Human creativity has officially become the premium layer.
I love that. And that perfectly aligns with how Skylar Mattson framed this. She quoted Kinsani Nobanda on this. And the quote was that we should be using AI for the logic so we can get to the magic.
The logic's for the magic. That is a great mental model.
Isn't it? You use the machine for the logic, the scale, the administrative busy work, all the paper cuts of the job. You clear away all of that so human beings can actually focus on original thought. The magic.
And that magic is highly specific. Brianne Olson provided a really sharp perspective on this at Cannes. She acknowledged that in an AI-powered world, the operational impact is totally undeniable.
Sure.
But she made it explicitly clear that technology alone will not create brand differentiation. Taste, judgment, community, and culture, those remain deeply, stubbornly human.
You cannot automate cultural empathy.
You really can't. And you cannot code strategic judgment.
Yeah, Gulen Benji from Mars echoed this exactly on LinkedIn. She shared their brand building philosophy, and it was refreshingly blunt. She said, people, creativity, technology, in that order, and by design.
In that order. That's powerful.
Right. But let me throw another analogy at this just to see how it holds up. Let's say AI gives everyone the absolute best, most expensive, high-end camera lens in the world.
Okay.
Suddenly, every single brand has perfect focus, perfect lighting, but you still need a photographer with actual taste to know how to frame the shot, right?
That's exactly right.
So my question to you is, considering B2B is so risk-averse, will B2B brands actually be brave enough to lean into human emotion and culture? Or will they just default to the boring, identical stuff?
Well, to answer that, we have to look at trust. Because if human taste and authenticity are the new premium, B2B brands have to fundamentally rethink who is delivering their message.
Right.
Buyers don't trust faceless corporate entities anymore. They know an AI probably wrote that perfectly polished blog post.
Yeah, they aren't stupid.
Exactly. They trust people. And this points directly to the third massive theme from the festival.
Yeah.
The rise of creators as core B2B marketing infrastructure.
Oh, this is huge. Cameron Buckner actually pointed out that creators were not just participating as guests this year. They were running the table.
Yeah, they were everywhere.
They were building massive IP ecosystems and securing real brand equity, not just taking these one-off transactional brand deals anymore.
But here is the critical problem, and Eli Schwartz offered a very sharp critique of this dynamic. He pointed out that while consumer brands have spent the last decade building entire creator economies.
Oh, they've mastered it.
Totally.
Mm.
But B2B basically has none of it. B2B influencer marketing is still just, you know, a sponsored LinkedIn post and a hope. It leaves a massive untapped infrastructure gap.
So when you say infrastructure gap, what are we missing in B2B?
We're missing the standardized, scalable ways to partner with an industry expert, track the pipeline they generate over a 6-month campaign, and actually compensate them based on revenue influenced.
Instead of just handing them a gift card.
Right.
Well, you know, building that external infrastructure takes a lot of time, but the immediate solution to that gap might actually be sitting right inside your own building.
Employee creators.
Yes. Milena Toro highlighted this fascinating pivot at Cannes regarding employee-generated content. She used the example of Starbucks and TikTok's partnership.
Oh, that was a great example.
Right. Think about the historical irony here. For the last 20 years, corporate employees were basically terrified to post about work. It was a massive liability.
PR would lose their minds.
Right. And now, what used to be a liability is a massive marketing asset because consumers inherently trust a barista showing the reality of their job, or in B2B's case, an engineer talking about a coding problem way more than a polished studio campaign.
It's so true.
But Daniel Chaparro predicted we are going to see a massive wave of these highly niche B2B creators emerge from within companies. And my pushback here is, are B2B companies really going to empower their employees to do this? Like, aren't they too paralyzed by the fear of losing control of their messaging?
They are definitely paralyzed by that fear. But the financial mandate is forcing their hand, which brings us to the final major theme from the Croisette. The CMO mandate is expanding aggressively toward measurable business growth.
Because you have to justify the risk.
Exactly. To justify the risk of empowering employee creators or deploying agentic AI, the B2B CMO must be able to prove to the C-suite that all of this actually drives the bottom line.
Right, which totally shifts the role of the CMO. The conversations at Cannes really highlighted this evolution from the CMO being just a campaign executor to being a true business orchestrator.
Yeah, Sangeeta Prasad captured this perfectly. She noted that marketing is no longer viewed as adjacent to growth. It is expected to help shape it.
Which requires more accountability and way less control.
Precisely.
And Lindsay Pullins from Circana offered a really grounded reality check on this. She pointed out that, sure, Cannes is full of beautiful creative work, but the most important conversation happening right now is proving that the work actually did anything. She said, creativity without data is just art. Data without creativity is just noise.
That is the quote of the year right there. And we finally have the hard data to back up why this dual approach is a financial necessity. Christopher Harmon shared some notes on PwC and ANA research that was presented at Cannes.
Okay, what did the numbers say?
It substantiated that brand plus demand marketing, so balancing long-term brand building with AI-driven performance, actually drives 2 times the revenue growth of laggard competitors.
2 times the growth, wow.
Yeah, you need the brand equity to build trust and the AI engine to capture the intent.
It's like the modern B2B CMO is an architect who has been given an impossible brief.
How so?
Well, in the past, they just had to design a beautiful building. Now they're being asked to not only design the building, but also guarantee the property value increases by 20% by next quarter.
That is exactly what it feels like.
So how does a B2B CMO balance the need for that long-term human-led brand building with the CFO's demand for instant measurable ROI? Without turning their whole department into a pure sales support machine.
You survive it by making the C-suite realize that the human element is the only thing that makes the ROI possible in the first place.
Right.
The AI, the creators, those are just delivery mechanisms for trust. If the CFO wants instant ROI, the CMO has to prove that authentic human-centric brand building is the only way to earn trust from a skeptical buyer in a market that's completely saturated by AI.
Man, that is so true. Which leaves us with a final thought for you to chew on as we wrap up this deep dive. Right now, massive AI models are training on the content we produce today.
Yeah, literally right now.
The brands that rely entirely on synthetic generation will eventually just be recycling themselves. So what if the ultimate B2B growth hack for 2026 isn't having the most advanced AI agent? What if it's simply having the courage to be the most radically human brand in a sea of automated noise?
That is definitely something to think about. If you enjoyed this episode, new episodes drop every 2 weeks. Also, check out our other editions on account-based marketing, field marketing, AI in B2B marketing, channel marketing, MarTech, go-to-market, and social selling.
Thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you next time.